Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on Chof Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah leads us into the final parak of Masechet Tanit, and like it has done in the previous parakim, the Mishnah here will incorporate all the Mishnayot of the parak, summed up into one big Mishnah for the Gemara, and then the Gemara itself will go and explicate on each portion of the Mishnah later on. So we'll move through the Mishnah pretty quickly because the Gemara will come back and again dissect and deal with each piece of the Mishnah. Shlosha prakim b'shana, kohanim nosim et kapehem arba pe'amim b'yom, shacharit v'musaf u'mincha u'mnilat she'arim. So there are three times during the year in which the kohanim dochen four times during the day, that is at shacharit, musaf, mincha, and nilat she'arim. Rashi over here notes from the Yishalmi, which we know that nilat she'arim refers to the tefilat ni'ilah, which either has to do with the ni'ilat she'arim in the Mikdash, or the Nilat Shariei Shamayim at the end of the day. The mere fact that Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi over here makes it less likely that it's actually Rashi over here in the Masechta. As we noted before, there are other reasons to believe that the Rashi here is not actually Rashi, because in general, Rashi in his Perush does not quote the Yerushalmi. The fact that the Yerushalmi is quoted in the Perush is already indicative of the fact that it's unlikely that this is actually Rashi who is commenting on this Masechta. Now this happens these three times, which is Betaniyot, Betaniyot HaTzibur, B'Ma'amadot, which the Mishnah will discuss in a second what these Ma'amadot are, U'B'Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur. So now, the Gemara will later on break this down and say that there is no Tfilat Musaf with regards to Taniyot HaTzibur as well as Ma'amadot, and Tfilat Musaf only references to Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara will reread the Mishnah to say that there are some times where we dochen in every tefillah of the day, whatever those tefillot are, and that'll be true of the Taniyot and Ma'amadot. And there's some times we actually dochen four times during the day, which will be Yom HaKippurim. On the other hand, the Rambam reads the Mishnah Kipshuto, and he says that with regards to the Ma'amadot, there is a tefillat Musaf, even though there's no Korban HaMusaf. And we'll see later on in the Mishnah how the Mishnah deals with the fact or mentions the fact that the Ma'amadot have Musafim. So now the Mishnah continues and says, Elohen Ma'amadot. What are these Ma'amadot? L'fishinemar tzavet b'nei seod kurmen ilach mi ve'eyach karbano shel adam karev v'hoen omeid al gabav. How is it possible that a person brings a korban and he is not standing over it? He's not representing the korban. Therefore, it's kinu nevim arishonim. Tumar will tell us that refers to Shmuel and David. Esrim v'arba'am mishmarot. 24 different groupings of Klal Yisrael. Kol mishmar u'mishmar haya mamad b'Yerushalayim shel kohanim shel leviyim shel Yisraelim. In each section, each mishmar, there were representatives of the kohanim, leviyim, and the Yisraelim found in Yerushalayim. Higya zman ha'mishmar lalot, kohanim leviyim olim l'Yerushalayim. The kohanim and leviyim go up to Yerushalayim, the kohanim to do the avodah, leviyim to do the shira, and whatever else is incumbent upon them, including the mishmar of the Mikdash. Yisrael shboto mishmar, and Yisrael in that Mishmar mitkasim la'rehem, they gather together in their major cities, v'korim b'ma'aseh b'reshit. And then they read from ma'aseh b'reshit. Now there are two sections of this anshei ma'amad. There's a portion of them that are in these major cities, or the large portion of them are. They do send up representatives to Yerushalayim, who actually represent Klal Yisrael as a whole on the korbanot. So what happens is, here you have the kohanim, who are broken down by families into 24 mishmarot. Each mishmar serves a week in the Mikdash doing the Avodah. The Leviim have the same thing. They have obligations to sing in the Mikdash, to do the She'arim and guard the Mikdash. That they also have weekly cycles in which they're broken down into 24 families, which each serve a single week during the year. With regards to Yisraelim, because of what the Mishnah indicates here, they have these Ma'amadot, which is B'nai Yisrael, are broken down to 24 regions or 24 different Ma'amadot, familial breakdowns, and each ma'amad has a week, just like the kohanim and just like the leviim have a week. Now, in their week, the ma'amadot send a portion of their people up to Yerushalayim to represent Klal Yisrael as a whole on the korbanot, as the ba'alim of the korbanot, and they daven that the korbanot should be accepted before Hashem. The remainder of the ma'amad stays in the major cities, and they gather together there. And in the major cities, they read from Parshiot Breshit, which the Mishnah will explicate on in a second. Ma'anshe ma'amad ayu mitanim arba yamim b'shavua. The people of the ma'amad used to fast for 4 days out of the week. Yom Bet Ved Yom Chamishi, from Monday until Thursday. Ve'ilo ayu mitanin Erev Shabbat Mirnei Kavod Shabbat. They did not fast on Erev Shabbat because it would not be in keeping with Kavod Shabbat. Ve'lo be'achad be'Shabbat, and they don't fast on Sunday. Kadesh le'yitzum mi'menucha ve'oneg li'giyah betanit ve'yamutu. So they shouldn't go from enjoying themselves and from consuming food, and the Gemara will talk about other reasons, ve'yamutu, and then they'll fast and die. So though it would not be appropriate to fast on a Sunday immediately after the enjoyment of the Shabbat, to go from that celebration all the way into a Tanit suddenly. Now you can see the parentheses around this. These are not found, this section of the Mishnah that we just read is not found in the Yerushalmi. It's actually quoted as a Braita in our Gemara. And you see the Amoraim discussing or arguing about the reason is, so it makes it more likely that it was not found in the Mishnah, this section that we just read. Now, what did they read from? B'yom HaRishon Breshit V'Hirakia. On the first day of the week, on Sunday, they read from Breshit V'Hirakia. B'Sheni, they read Yihirakia V'Kavu HaMayim. B'Shlishi, they read Yikavu HaMayim V'Hime Orot. So you see, each day of creation is part of this. So on the first day, they read the first 2 days of creation. On the second day, they read the second day of creation plus the third day of creation. On the third day, they read the third day of creation plus the fourth day of creation V'Hime Orot. B'Revi, on the fourth day, they read Yihime Orot, the fourth day of creation, V'Yishrutzu HaMayim, on the fifth day of creation. B'Chamishi, on Thursday, they read Yishrutzu HaMayim, the fifth day of creation, V'Totzei HaAretz, and the sixth day of creation. B'Shishi, they read V'Totzei HaAretz, the sixth day of creation, V'Yechulu HaShemayim, and the seventh day of creation. Parsha G'dola Korim Ota B'Shnayim, if you have more than three psukim there, really five or six, then you split it up into two aliyot, V'Aktana. A smaller parsha only has three psukim be'yachid, only one aliyah. B'shachrit u'musaf, they read this parsha, these parshiot breshit, both in shachrit and in musaf. U'b'mincha, in mincha time nichnasim, again they go into daven, v'korin al-pien, k'korin et ha-shma. They read it again as if they are reading the shma, meaning that they read it al-peh, and they do not read it from within the Torah, which raises interesting issues with regards to the requirement that any time you learn Torah Shebichtav, you discuss Torah Shebichtav, that you have to actually read it mitoch haktav. Now here it's allowing you to read it bi'al peh. This does have implications because it says ki korim et hashma, similar to shma, and we do find that this halacha applies by shma, that many believe that the din of reading mitoch haktav is only either when you're reading b'public b'tzibur, or number two, when there's a likelihood that you will make a mistake. And number three is when it's not in the context of davening. So for all of those reasons, we many times read Kriyat Shema by heart, even though it's something that is from the Torah. One, it's in the context of davening. Number two is it's we know it well enough that we're not going to make a mistake in it, as well as we don't do it bitzibur. Now, there are times where we do it out loud, even with the tzibur, and there you have to go use the other reasons to explain why we don't read it mitoch haktav. So over here again, also with regards to Mincha time, when they read these parshiot, they were not read mitocha aktav. Erev Shabbat, when Mincha time on Erev Shabbat, lo yonich nasim yikmenek vada Shabbat. They did not come to daven and to have a special davening because they needed to prepare for Shabbat. Now, the Mishnah continues here and seems to almost undermine what it said in the previous statements, which is, ko yom sheyesh bo halel, any day in which there is halel, Ein bo ma'amad b'shacharit. Then there is no ma'amad in shacharit. Korban musaf. Any day that has a korban musaf, not just halal, but also korban musaf, ein b'ni'ilah. Then there is no ma'amad b'ni'ilah. Now, how to explain this part of the Mishnah is actually a machloket ha-rishonim, and there are numerous opinions here. Some, or most of the rishonim, take the approach that what we spoke about before was the people who were not in Yerushalayim. So as far as the people who were not in Yerushalayim, they read the Parshiot Breshit, both in Shacharit and in Musaf, as well as at Mincha time by heart. But the people who were in Yerushalayim, since they were busy with the Korbanot, whether that's saying Hallel by the Korbanot, or whether that's working with the Korban Musaf, therefore they had a different din with regards to when they did the Ma'amadot. And therefore, if they had Hallel, a day on which they had Hallel, Ein Ma'amad B'Shacharit. Then there's no Ma'amad B'Shacharit. Rash, as Tosafot says, Perish, Tainu Chanukah. Like Chanukah, where there's Hallel and no Musaf. So over there, there was a suspension of the mamadot with regards to shacharit. As Rashi says here, those otan shayu b'Yerushalayim. The people in Yerushalayim would not be mitpalel al korban achayim sheish bo'alel fi she'ein lahem p'nai. They have no time to do that. Lasot mamadam shekorim et alel. Nei halel ayu dochim et ha'mamad. Because of the alel, they used to be doched ha'mamad. Now, if you have a korban musaf, it tells us about the korban musaf, is perush yom shekorim bo musaf ein bo ni'ila lafi she'trudim ein be musaf. They're busy with the musaf. And since they don't have free time, they don't have time to say that extra tefillah of ni'ilah. That's what Rashi says, B'Yerushalayim again, the people in Yerushalayim, Boshekem b'minchas mucha l'musaf. He says, certainly, they don't do it during musaf, and the mincha, which is right by musaf. He says, Yisrael shvena yutrudim lachtov etzim l'shov mayim, v'tuche afilu mamad d'ni'ilah. And not only do they knock off the mamad of Shacharit and Musaf, but also that of Ni'ilah. So by Halel, where it knocks off for Shacharit, by Musaf, it not only knocks off for Shacharit and the Musaf, but in addition to that, it also knocks off the Ni'ilah. So that's the way Tosafot and Rashi learn this. There are other Rishonim who believe, like Rashi and Tosafot, that the difference between the two sections of the Mishnah, one was the Mamadot back in the original cities, and here are the mamadot that were up in Yerushalayim. That was the distinction made, but they say this. With regards to Hallel, there is no difference between the Anshei Mamad in Yerushalayim and the people in the cities. That means that anytime you have Hallel, there is no Mamad B'Shacharit. But Karban Musaf in the Migdash, that affected the people in Yerushalayim, but not the people outside of Yerushalayim. So that's a Perush similar to Rashi and Tosafot that distinguishes between Yerushalayim and the major cities, that's only with regards to the Korban Musaf. But with regards to Hallel, everybody was on the same plane, and that affected Shacharit, or that they didn't have the Ma'amad Shel Shacharit. Now there are others who believe that the Dchiyah here of the Ma'amadot was not Dchiyat HaMa'amadot in terms of Kriyat HaTorah Shel Breshit, rather just the tchiyah of the extra tefillah and tchinot that they used to put into their Shmoneh Esrei, that those were knocked out because of Hallel, or those were knocked out because of the Musaf. But with regards to the Kriyat HaTorah Shel Breshit, that was always done no matter what. And then there's the fourth opinion, which is the Rambam's opinion, which he follows the Shitato, that there's actually a tefillat Musaf for everyone on the Ma'amadot, not just for times when there is a Korban Musaf, but there is a Tfilata Musaf that applies every day to the Ma'amadot, and therefore they used to read the Torah by Shacharit and Musaf, not just on days that there was a Musaf, but that Tfilat Musaf and Osefet that was applied by the Ma'amadot. And then the Mishnah here is coming to explain that when there really is a Tfilat Musaf and there is a Korban Musaf, there is no Tfilat Musaf for the Ma'amadot. And that applies both to those people up in Yerushalayim as to all of those people outside of Yerushalayim. So Rambam continues along his Shita. He doesn't have to divide up between the statement before the Mishnah and this statement because in actuality there is a Tfilat Musaf. And that's what the previous statement was talking about. Tfilat Musaf of the Ma'amadot. And there you leaned from Aseh Breshit. Over here this section is talking about the Korban Musaf, which obviously didn't happen on the Ma'amadot, because the Ma'amadot don't generate a Korban Musaf, they just have a Tfilat Nosefet called Musaf, but if you had a real Korban Musaf, that would be Docheh, the Tfilat Musaf of the Ma'amadot. Now the Mishnah continues, Korban Eitzim Ein B'mincha, Tivrei Rabbi Akiva. When the Korban Eitzim were brought, and then we're going to explain this in the Gemara, and the Mishnah is going to discuss it a little bit now as well, which is these designated times in which families were granted the right to bring up Eitzim to Yerushalayim. So when they brought up those Eitzim, there's no Ma'amad by Mincha, because, as Rashi says here, Mnesha Kurban Eitzim Kodim LeMincha, Docha Ma'amad HaSamuch Lo, and therefore it impacts the Ma'amad, which is adjacent to it, V'lo Shel Ni'ilah, but it leaves Ni'ilah in place. And as Tosafot says, Korban Eitzim bo mincha, mishum da'ara mincha yutrudim bo korban eitzim, ava yesh bo ni'ilah. But there is ni'ilah on that day. So according to Tosafot and Rashi, the Korban Eitzim only has impact on mincha itself, but does not impact ni'ilah, meaning that the ma'amadot of mincha are suspended, but that of ne'ila is not suspended. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben azai, kach haya Rabbi Yoshea shone, kurban musaf, ein b'mincha, kurban etzim, ein b'ne'ila. That when you have a kurban musaf, there is no mamad b'mincha. And the way the most learn is, that means there's no mamad b'mincha as well. Meaning, obviously, there is no mamad by musaf, but in addition to that, there's no mamad by mincha, but there is a mamad b'ni'ila. And then when you have karban etzim, ain b'ni'ila, then there is no mamad by ni'ila. And here, Rashi and Tosfot explain that that means that there's no mamad by ni'ila, but there is a mamad by mincha. There are those that explain that it means that not only is there no mamad by ni'ila, that's in addition to the fact that there is no mamad by mincha. So Rashi and Tosafot believe when it says here that ein b'mincha, korban etzim ein b'ni'ila, that means ni'ila levad and not mincha. Whereas Rabbeinu Gershom Avir explains, not only is there no mamad by mincha, there's also not by ni'ila as well. Chazar Rabbi Akiva liot shone ki ben azai. And Rabbi Akiva, in the end, acquiesced to that position of ben azai. Zman atzei hakohanim va'am. These periods of time in which they brought up the etzim to the mikdash, they fell out on tisha. There are 9 of these days that are designated for the bringing of the korban etzim to Yerushalayim. As the Gemara will explain, that this has to do with the fact that when the golah came up, they did not have proper wood, and these families donated the wood, and therefore they were granted these special days in which those families brought up the wood to Yerushalayim. So what are those days? Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The family of Arach ben Yehuda, which is a family from, obviously, Shevet Yehuda. Be'esrim b'tamuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda, which are those, the descendants of David from Shevet Yehuda. Be'chamisha ba'av, on the 5th of Av, it's b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. Be'shiva bo, on the 7th of Av, it's b'nei Yonadav ben Recheb, which some people associate with the Mishpacha of Yitro. Basarabo on the 10th of Av, Bnei Sna'a ben Binyamin, which is the families or families from Shevet Binyamin. Bechamishasarbo on the 15th of Av, Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. Again, another family from Shevet Yehuda. Bimahem, Kohanim Levim, Chomishe Ta'abi Shifto. Along with them, the Kohanim Levim and anybody who didn't know a Shevet brought on those days. As well as those that were stealers of the Eli and the Kotzei Ktziot, the Gemara will explain to us what exactly these individuals did, but they were individuals who were able to sneak up to Jerusalem during the Zman HaGzeirot to bring Bikurim as well as Itzim to the Mizbeach. Beisrim Bo, on the 20th day, B'nei Pachat Moav ben Yehuda. So this family brings them on the 20th of Av, and some people associate that with Mishpachat Yoav ben Tzruya. Besrim be'Elul, on the 20th of Elul, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda, family of Adin from Shevet Yehuda. Bechad be'Tevet, in Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia. B'nei Parosh come a second time. Bechad be'Tevet lo yu bo ma'amad. On the first of Tevet, there is no ma'amad. Sheyobo halel, ve'kaban musaf, ve'kurban etzim. Because it has all the features that we mentioned previously in the Mishnah. Number one, it has halel, and a halel shalem, because it is Chanukah. From this you see that the halel on Rosh Chodesh does not have any impact on the ma'amad, because that's a chatzi halel mitzad minhag. Here it becomes because of Chanukah. Otherwise, they should have mentioned Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. The fact that they only mentioned Rosh Chodesh Tevet shows you that you need a full halel in order to have that impact. But first of all, you have a full halel, which wipes out the mamad of Shacharit. In addition to that, because it's Rosh Chodesh, you have a Kurban Musaf, and the Kurban Musaf wipes out the mamad from Musaf, as well as the mamad for Mincha. And then you have a Kurban Aitzim, which is brought on this day, which we just said, Bachad B'Tevet, and that wipes out the mamad for Ni'ila. So because of that, there was no mamad, in the sense of the extra tefillot or tchinot that are said on that day, that didn't apply on Rosh Chodesh Tevet because of all these mitigating factors. According to those Rishonim, that they believe that you still read the Maaseh Breishit, then you would still read those Parshiyot on this day. And according to those Rishonim, that this only applies to the people in Yerushalayim, then the people in the cities would do the mamadot. According to those that say that halal affects both of them and not the musaf and not the korban ha'itzim, then obviously those people in the city would not say it by shacharit, but would say it by the other tefillot. Now the Mishnah continues, Chamisha dvarim iru et avotenu b'shevasar b'tamuz, v'chamisha b'tisha ba'av. There are five things that took place on the 17th of Tammuz, and five things that took place on Tisha B'Av. It says, as we approach the 3 weeks, this is the period of the 3 weeks that begins with Shivasar B'Tammuz and ends with Tisha B'Av. The missionary explains to us that there were multiple events that took place on these days, and it's the reason that we fast on these days. We're going to mention the five items. We'll wait for the Gemara. The Gemara is going to go through each one of them and the calculations of how do they get to that. Shivasar B'Tammuz, Nishtabru Aluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot. He went up to Har Sinai after on the 6th of Sivan, he stayed up there for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he returns back on the 17th of Tammuz. If you start the calculation from Mamad Har Sinai on the 6th of Sivan, then you end up with 24 days from Sivan, and then 16 days from Tammuz to get to the 40 days. That means on the 41st day when he returned, that was Shivasar B'Tammuz, and on that day he broke the Luchot when he saw the Egel Azav. Ubatela Tamid. And in the time of the siege of Yerushalayim, they were unable to bring the Korban HaTamid anymore because they ran out of animals. Bahavka'ir, the city was breached. The walls of the city were breached, at least in the second Bayit, according to the Bavli. Because in the first Bayit, they were breached on the 9th of Av. The Yerushalmi has a slightly different version, which we'll quote in the Gemara, which is that really in the first Bayit as well was on the 17th. They just lost track of time. The Saraf apostomos et the Torah. Postomos burnt the Torah, and that's a Mesorah that Chazal had. Behemit Tzelem Be'echal. And then he put up a idol in the Echal. Their other alternative, Gersaot, which is Behumad Tzelem Be'echal, which means that it's not referencing apostomos, rather a separate event, which is that there was an idol put into the Mikdash in the time of Menashe. Betisha Ba'av. The five things that took place in Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Lavotenu Shlo Yikansu La'aretz. That was the night when the Meraglim came back and they were crying, and Hashem basically punishes them that they won't go into the land. Gemara will go through the calculation of how do we get to Tisha B'Av for their return. Becharav Bayit Barishonah B'Shniyah. Both the Bayit Rishon and the Bayit Hasheni were destroyed. Again, the second Beit HaMikdash is through Mesorah and Megalgalim Chayav Yom Chayav. And the first Beit HaMikdash is a stira on the psukim, whether it was the 7th or the 10th, and then the Gemara lays out a timeline as to what happened, and that on the 9th it was destroyed. The Nilkada Beitar, that Beitar was captured during Mered Bar Kokhba, and the Jews were murdered and massacred in Beitar. V'Nechrashayir, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over on that day. And you have these five things that took place on Tisha B'Av. Now here the Mishnah says, Mishnechnas Av Mematim Simcha. When one enters into the month of Av, one has to reduce the amount of joy that they have because these are the days that lead up to the Churban HaBayit. Now, in the Mishnah, we never find Mishnichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. The only thing that we have is Mishnichnas Av Matim B'Simcha. Then the Gemara takes that and says, Kashem. Just like when you're Nichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, so too by Adar Marbin B'Simcha. But here's the key element here is that the reduction in Simcha is related to Rosh Chodesh Av and the entering into the period of the 9 days. Shabbat Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av Le'ot B'Tocha Medina de Gemara Medina de Mishnah. There is no such thing as the 9 days. The only thing that the 9 days apply to is that Mematim B'Simcha. But as far as the Dinim and the Halachot that we have, they only apply be Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Le'ot B'Tocha Shvua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. Asur min l'saper l'mechabes. One cannot get a haircut or launder their clothing. Ubi chamishi mitarim mipnei kvod haShabbat. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, that can't happen in our time. But when the Mekadosh HaPiachodosh, it could fall out on a Friday. Then on the Thursday before Tisha B'Av, one could definitely launder. And there is a possibility, according to some Rishonim, even get a haircut like Avodah Shabbat. That's on Erev Tisha B'Av. You could do these items. Erev Tisha B'Av. And here is the stages of other things that become asur, which is on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilim. Person should not eat two cooked items. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishtei yayin. And one should not eat meat and drink wine. This references the sudah ha-mafseket, the final meal that one has prior to the fast day. in that final meal, they shouldn't eat two tavshilim, and they should not eat basar and yayin. That would be inappropriate for the Suda Mafseket. Our minhag today is to have a Suda in which a person eats in order to prepare themselves for the fast, and then they stop, and then they have an additional Suda Mafseket, which they eat with pat chareva, and they dip it into ashes, and they sit on the floor, and they eat it, and they say, Zu Suda Tisha Ba'av. Even though Mi'ikra Din, that's not the proper way to do it, that should be the final meal going into Tisha B'Av, but because we're too weak, and it's not possible for us to have a meal like that and then enter into Tisha B'Av, therefore prior to that we have a meal, a proper meal, and then we have this Sudah HaMafseket. But these Isurim, or these restrictions against eating meat and drinking wine, only apply on Erev Tisha B'Av, and only by the Sudah HaMafseket. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yishaneh, that a person has to change from his normal minhag as to what he eats. If he normally eats more, he should eat less. If he normally eats three tavshilim, he should have two. If he has two, he should have one. He's just changed. There is no idea here that you can't eat more than two tavshilim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to flip over the beds, similar to Avilut, below Dulo Chachamim. The Chachamim don't agree with either of these principles, and the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the minhag Ashkenaz is to extend all of these halachot back to Rosh Chodesh Av, and to say that we're asur be'achilat basar v'yayin. We're asur be'kvisa and listaper mi Rosh Chodesh Av and onward, not just in Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and not just on Erev Tisha B'Av. In addition to that, the Isur of Tisporet, Minag Ashkenaz again, is to extend that all the way back for the full 3 weeks, back to Shiv Asar B'Tammuz. But all of these items are only Minhagim, because Medina de Mishnah and Medina de Gemara, this only applies to Shabbat Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, as well as Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, Mishnah continues, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Lo Ayu Yamim Tovim L'Israel, Kechamisha Asar B'Av, Uko Yom HaKippurim. There are no better days for Klal Yisrael like the 15th of Av and Yom HaKippurim. Shebehen. So now, the reason that these days are celebratory days, by Yom HaKippurim it's very obvious, because you have Mechilat Avonot. On the other hand, with regards to Chamisha Asar B'Av, the Gemara goes through numerous possibilities as to what the celebration and what's so unique about the 15th day of Av, and we'll do that when we get to the Gemara. Now, these days were very exciting. Exciting days and happy days. Shebehen Benot Yerushalayim Yotzot, Li Lavan Shulim. All the girls of Yerushalayim used to go out to dance in borrowed white clothing. Shelo Yevesh Mi She'ein Lo, in order that nobody should be embarrassed whoever doesn't have, because everybody borrowed so nobody would know who has and who doesn't have. Kol HaKelim Teunim Tevila. All of the Begadim required Tevila. Again, not to embarrass anybody who required Tevila, who was Tameh. They all went to the Mikvit, so that way there were no questions. Benot Yerushalayim Yotzot V'Cholot V'Gramim. The Benot Yerushalayim go out and they dance in the vineyards. Me'ayu Omrot. And what do they say? Bachur, Saneecha Urei, Mato Berelach. Young man, look up and see who you pick. Al Titeinecha Banoi, don't look at the beauty. Teinecha B'Mishpecha, but rather look at the family, at the Yichus. Because Sheker Achein, Behevel Ayofi. Chein and Yofi are not worth anything. Isha Yirat Hashem, He Titalal. The main thing is that you get a woman who is a God-fearing woman. Vomer, Tnula Mipriyada, V'Alua B'Sha'arim Ma'aseha. So that you have to look at the actions and the masim of the woman, and now look at the chayin and the yofi. The Gemara again will bring a brayta that actually breaks it down and says that different women made different propositions in terms of what the men should look at. Chayinu omer, and now the Mishnah ends off with senu urena benotzion b'melech shlomo, b'terash yitra lo imo b'yom chatunato b'yom simchat libo. What is b'yom chatunato? Zeh matan Torah. Yom Simchat Libo, Zeb Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Yibaneh B'mheiru B'Yameinu, Amen. So it ends off with the tefillah that we should rebuild the Beit HaMikdash speedily in our time. But here the Mishnah is dashing the Pasuk about Tzenu Rene Benot Tzion, B'melech Shlomo, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Atrash Yitralo Imo is referring to Kalal Yisrael. B'Yom Chatunato refers to Matan Torah. That was one time where B'nai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, got married. As well as B'yom Simchat Libo, which refers to the Binyan Beit HaMikdash, which also relate to Yom HaKippurim, because Matan Torah, when the Luchot Shnei Neot come down, is on Yom HaKippurim, when there is Kaparat Avonot, and that's why it's a day of Simcha, a special day, as well as the fact that the consecration of the Mikdash in the time of Shlomo HaMelech takes place on Yom HaKippurim itself. So those two items are both special days, special events that all took place on Yom HaKippurim. And also we see this idea that the continuation of Matan Torah into the Mishkan or into the Mikdash, as we've mentioned before in the Masechta, with regards to the Ramban's Shita, that the Shechina Sheshara Har Sinai moves into the Mishkan. So over here you have the Mazman Matan Toratenu, the Shechina on Har Sinai on Yom HaKippurim, and then you have the continued in the Mikdash, which is also consecrated on Yom HaKippurim in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, B'shloshim Perakim B'shana Kohenim Nosim HaKapehem. Gemara says, Taniyot U'mamadot Mi'ika Musaf. Our Mishnah says that they duchen, that the Kohenim go up to do Birkat Kohenim four times, but there is no Musaf on the Taniyot, on a faster or a Mamadot. Gemara says, Chalukhsure Mechzara, the Mishnah is actually missing some words, V'hakitani, B'shloshim Perakim HaKohenim Nosim HaKapehem. Three times a year the Kohenim duchen, calls manchim mitpalim in every tefillah that you have on that day. V'yesh mehen arba'a piyamim. And in that sequence of days in which you say birkat kohanim for all the tefillot, there are times when it turns out to be four times, which is shacharit, umusaf, umincha, v'nilat sharim, which is obviously only Yom HaKippurim, but that happens, but by taniyot and mamadot, that is not the case. V'heluein shlosha prakim, what are those three times a year where you dochen in every tefillah? That's taniyot, mamadot, v'yom ha-kippurim. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ravua, zo divrei Rabbi Meir. Chomim amrim, shachrit musaf, yesh behen nisiyot kopayim, mincha ne'ila, ain behem nisiyot kopayim. Where they disagree and say that shachrit musaf does have dochenim by the kohanim, but mincha ne'ila does not have dochenim. So man ha-chamim, who is the opinion of the chachamim? That's Rabbi Yehudai, the Tanya, we have a braita. Three-way machloket. Shacharit, umusaf, mincha, unila, kulan, yesh behem nisiyat kopayim, divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's Rabbi Meir's opinion, which is what's brought in our Mishnah, which is that you duchen for every one of the tefillot on a given day. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shacharit, umusaf, yesh behem nisiyat kopayim, mincha, unila, ain behem nisiyat kopayim. So that accords with the position of the chachamim that we just brought down, that in shacharit and musaf you do duchen, but in mincha unila you do not duchen. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ni'ila yesh ba nisiyat kapayim, mincha ain ba nisiyat kapayim. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says that shachrit, musaf, and ni'ila do have nisiyat kapayim, whereas mincha does not have nisiyat kapayim. B'amaki mifligay, what is their machloket premised on? Rabbi Meir savarko yoma taima mai lo parse goane yadayu b'minchata mishum shichrut. Why don't the goanim pores kapayim, why don't they duchen on a mincha on a regular day? Because we're afraid of them getting drunk. And since they are eating already at that point in time, they could be drunk, and it would be improper or even illegal, a violation of the din of avodah, for them to come up and duchen while they are drunk. Therefore, we do not allow any duchenim from mincha time and onward. Hayidna like a shichrut, but today it's a fast day, so there's no shichrut to talk about. So it's differentiated from any other day. Rabbi Yehuda savar shachritu musaf to kol yom alo shchiach shichrut lo gazruhu barabanan. Mincha ni'ila d'chol yom ha'shchicha shichrut gazruhu barabanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, on a tanit, Rabbi Meir, that there is such a distinction or differentiation, but where gazru atu, shachrit and musaf on these given days is no different than shachrit and musaf any other day where there is no problem shichrut. On the other hand, when it comes to mincha ni'ila, you're right, today there's no problem shichrut, but atu any other day of the year at this time period, there would be a problem shichrut, therefore there goes there that there is no nisiyat kapayim in the afternoon. Rabbi Yossi Savar Mincha Dita B'chol Yom HaGazru Barabonon, Mincha that has a replication in every other day, then there is no Duchanim, Ni'ila, Delayta B'chol Yom HaGazru Barabonon. On the other hand, Ni'ila, which does not appear on any other day, there's no reason to be Gazru Atu, because there is no Atu. There is no Ni'ila on these other days. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Halocha Ki Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says the Halocha is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nahaguam Ki Rabbi Meir, the Minhag is like Rabbi Meir. Rav Amar Minhag Rabbi Meir, that the Minhag is like Rabbi Meir. Manda Amar Halacha Rabbi Meir, which is Amir Yehuda Marav Darshina La Bepirka, where Doresh in public that the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Manda Amar Minhag, when the one who says that it is a Minhag Midrash Lo Darshinan Uruye Morinan. So that means that if the Minhag means that we are Doresh for a person in private, or we give them a private psak, we're going to tell them this is the Halacha. But in public, we will not discuss this. Mandamar Nagu, Orei Lo Marina. And the person who says Nagu says that we don't even give this Psak Halacha. Just if someone does it, we're not going to force them to retract. We won't force them to stop. The Ovid, Velo Madrinan Le. If they do it, then we leave them alone. So you have three different versions of how we pass on the Halacha here. whether it's an outright halacha like Rabbi Meir, which means you can darshan in public, whether it is a minhag, meaning that we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir publicly, but we only give such a psak, or whether it is nahu ha'am, which is that the people do this, and therefore we don't object, but we wouldn't be ikar halacha, give them a psak halacha in this direction. But all this doesn't really matter because of Nachman Amar halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Then Rav Nachman says halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and that's the way we paskin, halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Vayidna, my time of parsei kohani, why is it that the Goanim are pareis kabayim during mincha on a fast day? Since they are pareis kabayim, they are duchening close to sunset, it has a flavor of being like ni'ilah. And since it's like ni'ilah, then that mincha takes on a trappings of ni'ilah, and therefore they duchen at that time. So now, the way that we paskin is, like the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yossi, that we do not duchen at mincha ni'ilah, except for the fact that when you have mincha on a fast day that is late in the afternoon and it looks like ni'ilah, then we do duchen. So, there is a machloket amongst the Rishonim, how to view this, whether the Iker din halacha is ki Rabbi Meir, and Chachamim just say that we are machmir ki Rabbi Yossi, not the duchen in the afternoons, with the exception of ni'ilah, or whether the Iker din is ki Rabbi Yossi, and you're not allowed to duchen outside of what we just said here, this one dispensation. Now Tosafot over here talks about this dispensation, about nisiat kapayim, that is, only when we don't have ni'ilah, do we say that in mincha you are to duchen. So on Yom Kippur, where we have ni'ilah and mincha, then they would only duchen at ni'ilah, they would not duchen at mincha time. On the other hand, on a fast day like Tisha B'Av, or any of the other fast days where there is no ni'ilah, but there is mincha, if you daven late in the day, where it's been makom ni'ilah, or the time period when you would do ni'ilah, we would duchen at that point in time, assuming that it's before sunset when they are davening. So based on that, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, based on this, and the Mishnah Berurah passes this way, is that at mincha ktano, if you daven mincha ktano, then there is duchenim for the kohanim. Now everybody agrees that even though the kohanim don't duchen at mincha time, or if you daven mincha gdola and a tanit, that the Chazan still says, Lokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, even though the Kohanim do not dochen. The Chazan Ish takes issue with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and he believes that you should dochen at mincha time, no matter when you daven mincha on a fast day. He says that the Chachamim said, since most of the times people davened, or in their time they davened mincha close to Shkia, therefore it looked like Ni'ilah, and they instituted Birkat Kohanim and mincha. Then once they instituted Birkat Kohanim and mincha on a fast day, it doesn't matter when you daven mincha, you should dochen at mincha time. So there are places in Eretz Yisrael that follow the psak of the Chazon Ish and duchen both at mincha gdola or mincha ktano on a fast day. The Sfaradim duchen at mincha time on a fast day, whether it's gdola or mincha ktana. And for sure, if a kohen goes up at mincha gdola by accident on a fast day, then one should not tell him to come back down. They should let him duchen, even though generally the practice in Eretz Yisrael is only to duchen at mincha ktano. I mean, Tosfot says that in general we daven mincha on Yom Kippur earlier in the day. So it's mincha gdola anyway. But since on Yom Kippur we have ni'ilah, then davening at mincha, you can't say mincha looks like ni'ilah because there is a ni'ilah. The only time we would duchen at mincha is when mincha takes the place of what would have been a tefillat ni'ilah. But if you actually have a tefillat ni'ilah, like on Yom Kippur, then you for certain would not duchen at mincha time. Right, so now the Gemara continues. Dukuliyama miyat, shikur asur b'nisiyat kapayim. Everybody agrees that a person who's drunk cannot be no-se kapayim. How do you know that that's the case? I'm Rav Shulman Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Lama nismecha parshat kohen mevarech leparshat nazir. In parshat naso, there's a juxtaposition of the parsha of nazir to the parsha of birkat kohenim. Lamar ma nazir asur b'yayin, af kohen mevarech asur b'yayin. To tell you, just like a nazir may not consume wine, so too a kohen mevarech may not have consumed wine. Matifla avuad Rabbi Zerav, amila oshaya bar zavda, ima nazir asur b'chartzan, af kohen mevarech asur b'chartzan. If you want to take this to the nth degree, then what does it have to do with simply being drinking wine or being drunk? It has to do with anything that the Nazir may not eat. Whether it's chartzan, the seeds, or the pits of the grapes juice, shouldn't matter. So I'm Yitzhak HaMakra, L'sharoto ul'varech b'shmo. Ma misharet mutar b'chartzan, avgoyim avarech mutar b'chartzan. They said, no, because there's a hekesh between sherut, service, and bracha. which just like the service in the Mikdash is not restricted in these items, so too the bracha and Birkat Kohanim is not restricted in these items. When it says, Ima Misharet Balmum Lol, when it comes to Sherut, serving in the Mikdash, then a Kohen Balmum may not serve in the Mikdash. So Av Kohen Mevarech Balmum Lol. So that would mean that also a Kohen Balmum may not do Birkat Kohanim. So when it says, Hayit Kesh the Nazir, no, because we have the Hekesh from Nazir. Ma Chazit de Mekash the Kula, Akish the Chumra. How do you know that the Hekesh should go that way? How do you know that the Hekesh to Nazir teaches you Balmum's okay? And the Hekesh to Sherut teaches you that Chartzan is okay. Which means that in both cases, you're using the Hekesh to go to Kula. Why don't you say that the Hekesh is the Chumra? And say that Chartzan is Asur? And to say that Balmum can't be Mevarech? What makes you go to Kula instead of the Chumra? Where it says, in the end, Asmachta Ninu Midrabananu the Kula. The answer is that it's an Asmachta is only a Din Midrabanan, and therefore we're going to Kula. The Din is the Kula, and these are just Asmachtot Dirabanan. These are not the Iker way that we learn it out. These are not the Iker Din, but these are really Asmachtot Midrabanan, and the Psak, or the real Din here, is the Kula, which means that, number one, a Kohen only has a problem in terms of being a Shikor, in terms of being drunk. And number two is, which Tosfot concludes over here, that a Baal Mum can be Mevarech and can do Birkat Kohanim. Because the conclusion of the Gemara here is the Kula and says, no, we do not say that a Baal Mum is precluded from doing Birkat Kohanim. Therefore, a Baal Mum can go up and do Birkat Kohanim. We'll discuss this in more detail in the Gemara Megillah, where there are problems with certain types of Mumim or certain types of Kohanim going up, unless Dash Barabim, unless people are already used to the Kohen looking in that way or looking in that manner. Now Tosafot takes this one step further and he says, Umikan yesh lo chiyach, the Kohen shemir dato nose kapav. A Kohen who left the faith and then returns is allowed to duchen. Bekasher li sakapav likrot betorah kamosh lo emir dato. And he can be nose kapayim, he can be called up for the first aliyah in the Torah, as if there were never anything ever happened. And his raya is from the Gemara at the end of Sota, that says that the Kohanim shimshu Beit Chonyo lo yishamesh b'migdash. Any Kohen that served in Beit Chonyo, which was down in Mitzrayim, was like an alternate Migdash in Mitzrayim, whether it was the Shem Shemayim, the Varezeraz, the Machloket, but anybody who served there, served in a Migdash outside of the Migdash in Yerushalayim, after they come back, or after they did tshuva, they're not allowed to serve in the Migdash in Yerushalayim. But they still are permitted to split up the Kodeshim. They basically have the status of a Baal Mum, or a Kohen Baal Mum. And so that's what Tosfot says. If they have a status of a Kohen Baal Mum, then a Kohen Baal Mum, first of all, is allowed to duch. And number two, is still gets the first Aliyah as the Kohen, and is Mechalek in the Kodoshim. So he says, based on that, a Kohen that Shemir Dato, that is Shav B'Tshuvah, Chazar B'Tshuvah, is allowed to practice like a Kohen. In today's world, that would mean that he could do anything that a Kohen does, because Avodah is outside of what we have today, outside the realm of what we have today. In the Mikdash, he would be precluded from doing Avodah. Now, this is a big machloket harishonim at the end of the Gemara in Sota. Rashi over there talks about the reason that a person who is Himir Dato can come back is because Shlo Tinol Delet Bifnei Balei Tshuva. Because if you tell a Kohen that if he comes back, he's going to be stripped of all his rights as a Kohen, then he's not going to do Tshuva. He's going to say, what should I do Tshuva for? I'm going to come back and I'm going to get a plain Yisrael. I'm going to be stripped of everything. It's going to be a public thing. So Rashi says over there, Shlo Tinol Delet Bifnei Shavin. Therefore, we allow someone who's Himir Dato to come back. Tosafot over here says that it might be Me'ikar Adin, not only because Shlo Tinol Delet Bifnei Balei Tshuva, but also because a Kohen Baal Mum, according to this Gemara at least, and the way Tosafot reads it, is permitted to do Birkat Kohanim. If you think that there is a connection, like Josh, you were asking before, between Birkat Kohanim and Avodah in the Mikdash, then you might have an issue with this, which is that if it has a Din like Avodah, then a Kohen Baal Mum would be precluded, and then you run to the same problem with a Kohen Shemir Dato, who is a qualified like a Baal Mum, then he might also have an issue in terms of doing Birkat Kohanim, and then you might have to invoke Rashi's principle of Shlo Tinol Delet Bifnei Shavin.